the Cat's Bar. Good morning, everybody. It is 9:06 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. If you need to sell your home and you can't sell it, you need to call Jeff Borum because he'll sell it for you.
Sing the whole thing.
And get you the most money that you can ever ask for.
Rock your house now.
Seriously, you may think, you may be like, oh, I have all these internet tools now. I can figure out what my house is worth and what people would pay for him. And blah, blah, blah. If that was true, I wish to God that I can get what my what the internet says my house is worth. If you look it up and you look up comps in the neighborhood, and then you look up my house, and what they say it's worth, you're like, yeah, sell it now. It never going to happen. But when you contact Jeff Borum, he will tell you what your house is really worth, and he could tell you how he can maximize the amount that you can get for your house. So if you're saying, hey, my house is worth this amount of money, Jeff has been known to get somebody over $100,000 more than they were asking for it because he knows the market and he aggressively markets. He does things that nobody else is doing. What you need to do is start by giving him a call, 813-344-4287. That's 813-344-4287. Or you can go to his website, jeffborum.com. That's Jeff Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M.com. And you'll find out that Team Borum closes on an average of 25 days compared to an 80-day national average. And they sold 154 homes last year. The average agent sells 4. They're absolutely killing it. They can sell your home, buy your home, or rent your home. You don't even know what your options are. Let Team Borum tell you what they are. 813-344-4287 or jeffborum.com. Trust me when I tell you that this is the guy. He will help you out with any of your real estate needs. You're buying, you're selling, you're renting. Run it through teamborum.com, and you will have success. Tell him you heard about it on this show. My wife. Thank you. Just came in here and brought me egg bites and a coffee.
Yeah, bacon Gruyere, baby.
Definitely cheating on me.
I made my own egg bites.
That sounds delicious.
They're super easy.
I use a muffin tin, and then I use egg whites, the egg beater egg whites, mushrooms, spinach, onion, feta cheese.
Do you have the silicone muffin tin?
No, but I spray it with my Pam olive oil.
Well, if you can get them on Amazon. They're super easy, but you can get
I think my wife does have some of those.
Yeah, I'm just saying when I do my egg muffins, those just make it a lot easier. And there's no worry about them getting stuck in the pan.
And pretty good. Pretty good.
I text with Chad Zumach off the air.
Yeah.
He said he's just really not, he's having a hard time right now.
Yeah, probably not in the best mood.
No, but he also said, in his defense, he said it's not as it appears, and it usually never is. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, we all know we've all had one issue one time or another that was legal that looked worse than it really was. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt on it. But I was mad at Chad, but I don't dislike him.
Why? And
because he was mean to Hoppy.
Oh, I remember that. Didn't he like?
He
like
was mean to Hoppy, and he was mean, and he did some stuff to Bert, and then I talked to him, and I realized I think he was at a bubbling point in his life. I think he was emotional, and he was not dealing with his anger.
Living in Ohio,
yeah, people will do it to you. Yeah. He seems like a guy that didn't deal with his anger very well, and also he's in a job where it's very competitive, and if you don't have success after a while, you start to get frustrated and wonder if it's ever going to come, and it could really damage you. So I understand where he's at, and I also respect the fact that he didn't want to go on the air. I wanted to offer it to him. He was at our show at Sidesplitters the other night, but I didn't see him. I think Bobby was on stage when I saw him, so. Or I would have definitely put him on. Let's clear the phone line. Let me go to Mike first. Mike, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning.
Good morning. A friend of mine, John Cormier, said he heard you on the radio talking about Rock Band shoes. And yeah, I guess he had a pair of shoes with AC/DC with their faces that you weren't nuts about. And he said you just happened to say, God, you wish you knew someone that did shoes with designs with Rock Bands. It's kind of weird because I'm an artist and I started doing these shoes where I did my black and white designs on them, and I actually met Steve Tyler in person, and I did a pair of shoes for my 18-year-old son who loves Aerosmith, and I blew everybody away, and I'm getting massive response, and I thought, I bet you'd be very interested in seeing some of my shoes I do. I'm actually doing the Rolling Stones right now.
I would certainly like. Do you have a website or anything, or how do you show people your work?
Well, I mean, you know, I really don't have a website. I mean, I just put it on Instagram and stuff. But
yeah, what's the Instagram works? And what's the Instagram? We'll look it up.
Well, it's I haven't posted yet. It's M Frame Arts 19. But I mean, if you gave me an email or something, I'll send you a picture.
All right, hold on. Carmen will put you on hold. We'll give it to you off the air, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, hold on, please. Garbage.
He definitely didn't say that you wish somebody was doing.
I think, here's what I think. You want me to tell you? He got it secondhand, and I think I'm going to decipher for you. His friend said, hey, Calta was talking about the new AC/DC shoes, and he was crapping all over them. I bet you if he saw your shoes, he would dig them. And this guy isn't putting artist faces on shoes. He's making cool shoes for rockers. Did you get that? Or do you think he's putting art? Like the Rolling Stones ones may have a Rolling Stones like theme to them.
With the tongue and the logo.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah.
And that I think would be pretty cool. Yeah. In the early 90s, when Aerosmith came out with Pump, and Michael Jordan was really the only athlete with a shoe. I mean, there were other basketball players that had shoes, but really nobody ever talked about anything but Jordans. I thought it would be a good idea for Nike to come out with rock star shoes. And I thought, just because they all wear them on stage, they all wore sneakers, make a special Aerosmith Walk This Way sneaker where it didn't have to look like Aerosmith, but it could have like maybe Aerosmith design to it.
Yeah.
And Steven Tyler would do the commercial to Walk This Way. David Lee Roth would wear the sneakers.
Oh, they should totally do a cross promotion with Reebok Pump.
Can you imagine there was a greenish type Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood shoe? That Tommy Lee wore while we were doing the drums. Like, I thought that would have been a cool marketing thing, and they never did. They all just did athletes. Because athletes wear sneakers.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, they were all Converse. And, now, think of anyone wearing Converse, as far as, like, pro athletes.
That's Jordan, though. I mean, because they, you know, Jordan was kind of Nike went after Jordan, knowing that he would be the guy that make them super successful.
Yeah, Jordan wanted Adidas.
He put them on the map,
right?
Because there was Dr. J and there was Magic, and somebody even had kangaroos, didn't they?
Yeah, we were talking about Dan Marino. I think had kangaroos.
That's so funny.
He had pony. He had ponies.
Pony. Yeah. It didn't matter what anybody did until Jordan had Nikes.
And
Jordan had Nikes and everybody wanted Nikes.
You get the shoe deal.
Right. So I still stand by the Starberries, though. The stuff on
absolutely.
Marbury
shoes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember watching a report on those, and they cut them open, Nikes and Adidas, and they said this is the exact same thing.
Yep.
Except for you spend $150 on the Nike, and these were, what were they, $39 or something?
Yeah, they're like $30. And you went, there was a store, I forgot the name of the store, but the store that sold the Starberries was at
Hibbett's, I think.
What is it?
Wasn't it Hibbett's Sports?
No, not here, at least.
Oh.
Here, it was at the USF Mall. And that was the area that burned down. It was all the way to the left. It was a sports store that was attached to the mall. It was like a department store. But the other thing about them was they had a crap load of T-shirts and sweatshirts and sweats that were like $10. They were all affordable sports clothes that were cool looking. So, and of course, they went out of business. Mm. So I can't remember what it was called, but anyway.
I don't know.
All right, are we going to – we have more stuff to give away, Carmen? Because, I mean, we're giving away $1,000 a couple of times a day. We played Sporkle this morning. What do we got going on?
Yeah, we do have a couple prizes to give away. Would you like to know what they are?
Are you the director of all prizes?
Not all prizes, just the prizes.
Director of gamings?
Yep. All right,
what do you got?
Okay, so I got those awesome Bone prize pack that are flying off the shelves.
Nobody wants
Random.
It.
Random. Random.
I do have a movie pack with the three movies, 300, Caddyshack, and Full Metal Jacket. I have one WWE 2K Battleground left for PS4. And I also have tickets to go to the Beer Fest at Busch Gardens, which ends this Sunday.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
If you want to hit up the last couple days of those.
What do you want to play? I already made up my mind on what I want to play. What do you guys want to play?
Well, what do you want to play?
Say what you want to play so I can go wrong with playing my game.
Well, okay.
Wrong. We're playing your game.
No, say what you want to
play. That tweet.
Oh, my God.
I know what he wanted. God. I like tweet.
You give me what I want. God forbid you make me happy, Carmen.
Yeah.
It's a struggle between us the entire time you work here. Yeah. You have no interest in making me happy.
No.
You just want to make me angry.
Yeah.
How about if I just do this?
Sure. The answer is obvious to everyone.
But is it obvious to Carmen?
Let's find out. It's time to play Carmen Sense. Only on the Mike Calta Show.
Galvin wants to make me happy.
Yeah.
Carmen wants to make me sad.
Always.
And angry. Always.
That's what I do.
Mm. All right, let's light up the phone lines. You want to play Carmen Sense, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025, and you will not be forced to take the bone prize pack if you choose to play our game today. How do you like that?
All right, so I am going to ask Carmen a question. She is going to lock in her answer, and then you guys are going to figure out whether you think she's going to get it right or wrong. First one to get to three is going to win a prize for somebody on the phone lines. All right, here we go. First question, Carmen. What is the capital of the USA? What is the capital of the USA?
Done.
Carmen has it locked in. Mike Kelta, I ask you, will she get this right or wrong?
For the sake of humanity and all mankind, I'm going to say Carmen gets this right.
All right. Spanish, what do you think?
Oh, she's going to get this one right.
And Gio?
I would hope so, yes.
Carmen, what is the capital of the USA?
Washington, D.C.
Not a very confident answer. Not a very confident answer.
And I was wondering whether she was going to get the D.C. in there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I needed it. That's what I wasn't confident about.
Carmen, what coast is Washington, D.C. on?
You shut your mouth. Mm. You're not asking questions.
I believe I just did.
Well, I don't have to answer. That's not part of the game.
This is no longer part of the game. This is my interview with Carmen. What coast is Washington, D.C. on?
We're in the middle of the game right now. I'd like to stay concentrated.
Please, for the love of God, answer my question.
East.
What coast?
I just said.
Is Maryland on?
The East Coast.
All right. What coast is...
No, we're done with your... We're in the middle of the game.
Where is Washington State?
Listen, I just got all of these right. So basically, I won the game. I don't know. You suck.
All right. Here we go. Next official question.
Thank you.
Carmen. What are the Wright brothers famous for? What are the Wright brothers famous for?
Done.
Has it locked in, Mike Kelta. Will she get this right or wrong?
I think she knows, but I don't think she's going to say it right. I say no.
Say she's going to get that wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Spanish, what do you think?
I think she gets it right.
All right. And Gia, what do you think?
I say she gets it right as well.
All right. Two right, one wrong.
I believe that she has an idea. But she's gonna
don't backtrack, man.
No. I said I think you have the idea, but you're going to get it wrong. Go ahead.
Carmen. What are the Wright brothers famous for?
The invention of the airplane.
Yes.
That is correct.
What was that airplane called?
The Wright brother airplane.
Oh.
I was wrong. You're wrong, too, but I was wrong.
It's not part of the question. Stop with the follow-up question.
I'm Michael Bonus today.
No.
Gio has two. Spanish has two. Mike has one. Possible FTW for either of those guys. Not Mike, though. Carmen, your next question. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Let me know when you're locked in. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Done.
Nope. Not how it works.
Done.
Carmen is locked in. Mike Kelta, I ask you, will she get this right or wrong?
I say... No way.
Do you guys notice how I always ask you whether she'll get it right or wrong, and you say no and yes? like every one of you, every time. Right or wrong? No.
So guess who's maybe wrong? All of you.
Correct.
All
right, so
you say she will get it wrong. Your no is wrong. Okay? Spanish, what do you got?
In a rare twist, Carmen gets it right.
You always say right. I think you said wrong one time.
I said wrong twice, and I got those answers correct.
I think you're wrong. Gio, possible FTW, will she get this right or wrong?
I got to tell you, I think she gets this absolutely wrong.
Oh, Gio says wrong. So Mike true, and Gio both say wrong. Spanish, of course, says right, because he's in love with her, and eventually they'll get married. Carmen, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo?
No!
Yeah.
Carmen,
I don't know why.
Where is the Sistine Chapel?
Over in Europe.
Yeah, Europe.
Yeah.
I know in Europe. Where in Europe?
That's not what you asked. You said, where is it? I said, in Europe. Boom, not America. Suck it. Europe.
The world.
Yeah. Like,
Earth.
Get out of here.
Carmen, what would be a more pinpointed location of the Sistine Chapel?
You're not asking the question. This
Carmen,
is not part
what
of
would
the
be
game.
Amore pinpoint of the Sistine Chapel? Amore?
This is, the new game is
no.
Carmen Sense Michael Bonus.
No. This is not part of the game. If you want these questions asked, give them to Galvin.
By the way, Spanish wins the game.
Can I host the next round?
Would you like to play another round?
Oh, yes. All right.
All right.
I feel like Carmen's just warming up right now. They put the coal in her fire.
Congratulations, Carmen.
Here we go. Round two of Carmen Sense. Carmen, what does the F stand for in FBI? What does the F stand for in FBI?
Done.
Carmen is done. Mike Kelta, will she get this right or wrong?
Right.
Mike Kelta says right. I was waiting for B or something. Spanish, will she get this right or wrong?
She will get it right.
Of course. In Geo, what do you think, right or wrong?
Yes.
You idiot.
She will get this right.
Nope, I put it down as wrong for you. Carmen, what does the F stand for in FBI?
Federal.
Federal is correct. Federal is correct. Everybody gets a point on that
Any
one.
Any follow-up questions, Mike? Federal. You want to know the other two?
Body inspector.
What is the oath of the FBI?
Federal.
Carmen.
Back.
Carmen.
What?
How many holes are there in a round of golf?
Oh.
Done.
Carmen's done. Spanish has no idea.
Yeah. Let's make this.
Mike Kelta, will she get this right or wrong?
Federer. She gets this wrong.
Answered fast.
Federer.
Spanish, I know you don't know, but do you think Carmen will know?
Marina? No, I think, yes, she will know.
Of course. And Gio, will she get this right or wrong?
She'll get this wrong.
She'll get this wrong. Interesting. I got to tell you, if I'm guessing, I think she gets it absolutely right, and she answered it super fast. Carmen, I ask you, how many holes are there in a round of golf?
18. Ooh. I was on the golf team, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. And
plus, she loves balls.
And I still don't know anything about golf but that.
Not white balls.
All right. Spanish has two. Gio has one. Mike has one. Possible FTW right here for Spanish back-to-back games.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Can you feel the tension? Carmen, how many continents are there in the world? How many continents are there in the world?
In the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Done.
In a world where a dumb girl is asked questions.
Okay, Carmen is done. Mike Kelta, you can catch up to Spanish here. Will she get this right or wrong?
Negative. She gets it wrong.
You say she gets it wrong. Spanish.
She gets it wrong. Carmen, you know there's a follow-up coming, too.
There's not. No, I'm not answering.
Yeah, you are.
Spanish.
No, I'm not.
Will she get this right or wrong?
She will get it wrong.
Ooh, wow. A rare wrong for Spanish.
Don't
I think
wow
you guys
me,
just
Carmen,
broke up.
Sorry. Wow,
you guys just broke up.
Wow.
It's my nightmare.
All things. Okay, Gio.
What?
Gio, will she get this right or wrong?
I think she gets it right.
You say right.
Gio.
All right. He's just,
Michael,
trying to win the game.
Don't fall asleep with that knife against your head, Michael.
No, I'm scratching my head.
Mike says wrong. Spanish says wrong. Gio says right. Currently,
Carmen,
Spanish is in the lead.
You know what would be great?
I'm not answering.
If you
anymore.
Just name them. Name them.
No, you know what
well,
would be awesome?
Well, let's find out if she knows the answer. Carmen, how many continents are there
in the world?
In the world.
There are seven.
There are seven. There are seven. Geo ties up Spanish.
And they are what?
That's not part of the game.
Just come on, try.
No.
Try.
Why?
I'm done with your follow-ups. They're not fun.
Do you really not know?
I know some. I know I'm going to miss a couple.
Try.
So it's South America, North America, Australia, Europe, China. I don't know. Is Africa and India?
No.
What's the last? Antarctica?
Yes. You have some of them. And then
that was Antarctica and Uncle Arctic.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
That was seven.
So, yeah, because which, you added China.
That was actually like 12.
But yeah. No, the only one that I took back was India.
And China, you should take back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys didn't correct me, so I don't know.
All right.
So I gave
North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica, and Australia.
Yeah.
That's seven.
There you go.
All right. Congratulations. That's one to grow on.
All right. Gio has two. Spanish has two. Mike has one. Here we go. Next question, Carmen. Which scientist is credited for inventing the light bulb? Which scientist is credited for inventing the light bulb? I say credited because I don't want anybody to argue with me.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Carmen is done. Mike Helta, you have one. Could possibly tie with two here. Is she going to get this right or wrong?
I believe she will get this right.
You say right. Spanish, possible FTW for the win. Will she get this right or wrong?
She will get it right.
And Gio, also possible FTW. Will she get this right or wrong?
She gets it wrong.
Thank you, Gio.
He's playing the odds. Playing the odds. Carmen, I ask you, which scientist is credited for inventing the light bulb?
Edison.
What is his full name, please?
That wasn't the question. I'm allowed to do this. Jeopardy rules.
Jeopardy.
Suck
this
it.
Is not Jeopardy.
It is. This is how we play, but it's Thomas Edison, you jerk.
Thomas
oh.
What?
Oh.
What is
Thomas,
his middle name?
Go F yourself, Edison.
That is. Wow. That is. That is his middle name. That is his middle name. Spanish.
Anyone know his last? Anyone know his middle name?
Yes. Martha.
Besides Galvin?
Martha. Thomas Martha Edison. Spanish wins the game.
That's right.
Like Thomas that? Alva Edison.
Thomas Hortense. Oh, it's Alva.
Yeah.
I like Thomas go F yourself Edison.
Uh-huh.
I think that works.
Very good, Carmen. Spanish. Too smart for us over the years.
Listen, I only got one wrong.
Wins back to back. Spanish, pick a line.
That's right.
Actually, line pick two lines.
One and three, please.
One and three. All right, stay on hold. Spanish just won prizes for you. Probably a random DVD and a garbage bag. We'll leave out back.
When I went to Thomas Edison's lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey, I found out that when he died, they left his lab exactly the way it was, kicked everybody out, and never touched it. So when you're there, you're not supposed to touch anything as you go through. But I was with a Boy Scout troop. And as they all went ahead, I stayed behind and I started opening drawers.
Awesome.
Wow.
I thought I could find other inventions I might be able to pull.
Oh, man. Mike Kelta invents the iPhone, and that's the only thing he ever invents.
Small digital cameras. Like, I remember my mother said that. My mother was on the class trip. They had a big vault there, and all the stuff was in concrete, and they said all of Thomas Edison's patents and ideas that he had at the time of his death went in here, and they were sealed closed.
Now, how do they preserve a room like that?
They just keep people out of it.
They spray it down with silicone, and then that's it.
I said to my mother, I was like, so what if he had all these great ideas, and we're missing out on it? My mother was like, oh, I'm pretty sure Mr. Kodak went in there and took an idea before, you know. And I thought, well, that's true. You don't know how many people stole their ideas from Edison when he died and invented things, if that actually happened, because Edison stole it from Tesla anyway.
Right. Yeah, for real.
The Tesla notes in there.
Controversy. Controversy.
Yeah, conspiracy.
Did you see that movie?
Prove it.
Which one?
The one with him and Tesla versus Edison with the Cumberbatch?
No, but I want to because I like Tesla.
I think there's a new series on something. Yeah, who knows now with how many streaming and all the different things. But I think there's a new series where it's Edison, Tesla, and another one. Where they're all, like, working together, and he's like, electricity kills people, and, you know, they're trying to, because he's using too much power and blah, blah, blah. But I forget what it is.
Well, I don't know. I'd like to watch it. If you really want to get a little insight into the Edison thing, that movie with the magicians with Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian Bale, yeah.
Where they hire Tesla and
the Prestige.
The Prestige, that's a good
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
David Bowie.
That's right. David Bowie played Tesla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Mo has masturbated to it.
Michael.
What? Oh my God.
Michael Caine in there, too. He's great.
Michael.
The person.
I found you.
I found
you. I found you.
All right. We must take a break, I assume.
Yes.
Then let's do it.
Hey, if you don't want to, buddy.
I do want. Well, all right. Another chance for you to win $1,000 coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll give you the code word before we get out of here, and then you'll have an opportunity to text in and win. That is happening at 10 o'clock, and then again at noon, 2, and 6.
Nope.
All 10.
It's a keyword, and 10. It's. No, 10.
10.
Noon.
Noon.
2.
2 6.
5.
5. No, that's wrong.
You're
even,
wrong.
Even numbers only.
You're 10, wrong.
10.
You're wrong.
2.
Stop saying it
noon,
because you're wrong.
And 6.
It's keyword and it's 5 and you're wrong.
10, 2, noon, and 5?
Yeah.
8, 10.
Noon.
Noon.
2.
5.
5. Which one doesn't belong?
Five. It doesn't matter whether
but
it
I'm
belongs.
I'm just saying, well, you can see why a man would make a mistake like that.
And why would it be 6,
but
not 4?
But why would he continue to say it?
Every 2 hours, dumb face.
Keyword.
That is 4.
Yeah, dumb face.
I was talking to me, dumb face. Shut up, Carmen. And I've stripped you of your director of leisure activity.
Just so you know, every morning in your email it says keyword and it has the times yeah. And it has them all.
I erase it. I don't even read it so that I don't want anybody ever accusing
that's
me
why
of
you
giving
say,
away the keywords.
That's why you say code word and you say 6 instead of 5.
All right, let me get
also,
it. Let
it
me
doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Even if you did give away the keyword, they have to do it in the 15 minutes from the top of the hour.
Let me do it the right way. Ready? The next keyword will be coming up at 10 o'clock. Then there'll be another one at 12, another one at 2, and another one at 5. Your okay. chance to win $1,000 each time by listening to 102.5 The Bone.
You did.
We'll feedback. Round of applause. Kisses. Thank you.
Applesauce.
Applesauce. Applesauce.
On tomorrow's show, he's going to squeeze a ball.
Throw it out your face.
Oh, you can't. You couldn't hit me from your house.
It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're